A couple of years ago, I was in Trinidad, and this is probably maybe about 5, 6 years ago now. I was in Trinidad, and I was listening to a friend interact with Siri, and she asked for some information, and Siri didn't respond, sort of the standard response. And then I think my friend sort of just caught herself, and she repeated the command using an American accent, and Siri came to life, and I was flabbergasted because I couldn't pull off an American accent if I wanted to. It was one of those shocking moments for me because there's so much tied up in identity and accent and language. And it was one of those moments when, if there was a dialogue between Siri and that user, it would have been, I'm not going to respond to you until you speak to me in the way that I have been designed. And there's no negotiating that happens in those interactions. And so there's a politics of I think one for me was sort of sitting down in Trinidad and realizing that this was a new form of imperialism, that this was an export of cultural standards in the form of a device. And having grown up in and inherited a colonial experience, the issue of language and language discipline is raw for me. Trinidad and Tobago has gone through Spanish occupation, French occupation, British occupation, right up until the time of independence. And so you go through my island and you see sort of the markers of language of colonized or colonizers, and so to have this single device sort of do all of that work for you in such a short interaction was just absolutely shocking. And I've when I say I'm concerned about the way in which we are, those of us who don't get recognized by these devices, are robbed of our identity in trying to interact with them, that they replicate the same kinds of subtle biases that exist in society with regard to language and accents. The story that I tell is that in Trinidad and in the Caribbean, I think the term might be used in other islands as well. We have a term called freshwater Yankee, and the term is derogatory in that you refer to anybody who sort of goes away and comes back speaking with an accent other than a Trinidadian or Tobagonian accent, as a freshwater Yankee. But that was something that happened when you left and came back home. There was a leaving and a returning, and to sort of see and hear that freshwater Yankee accent in somebody's living room with a device was just so problematic for me. I have a niece who studies in the US. And she has said on a number of occasions that she moves between accents as a matter of survival, but she feels very often it feels so inauthentic. And I imagine that is the experience that we have once we have to make those switch between those accents to engage with the devices. There's an inauthenticity, and there's, I think, a robbing of identity that I find problematic.